This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Lord Christopher Monckton, the tip of the spear exposing the climate takeover. It's a perfect plan. If you can tax and track carbon, you can dominate and run every form of life. And you drill into Bill Gates' statements and the rest of it, it's all about controlling people. They know it's a scam. They chose it. First it was global cooling in the 70s, and then it was global warming in the 90s, and now it's just change, period. Isn't supposed to be happening. Well, a lot of real environmental issues, overfishing and other things, are ignored. We should be trying to industrialize with clean systems the third world. Then they'll have negative population growth like the West that has about 1.5 children on average. That's actually a collapse rate. From Japan to the United States, wealthy countries are committing suicide. From Italy to Canada, we're having on average 1.5 children. It's even lower in Japan. And as Lord Monckton said, the numbers are there. Mathematics does not lie. Lord Monckton, we got 4 minutes left. You've got the floor to hit any other important tidbits and what you've set your sights on next. There's a success story of Australia. You just got back from there.
I'm very pleased about that. I was able to show the graph showing there'd been no global warming for 18 years and then 2 months, now 18 years, 3 months, according to the RSS satellite record. And all the other temperature records are within the same kind of statistical territory as that one. So we can't really be sure that we've seen any warming at all, really, over the last 20 years or so. It simply isn't happening. And that is now gradually becoming better known. It's becoming very, very difficult for the left that control the world's media to keep that secret for very much longer. They're trying to, but they're not getting away with it. It's spreading in Samizdat. People are making postcards of my monthly graphs. They're sending them to each other. The message is getting out there that this isn't happening. The sea ice extent has been at its greatest recently. Sea level isn't really rising. Hurricanes are down. Flooding is not really changing its pattern much. Droughts are down over the last 30 years. All the disasters they said would happen are showing absolutely no sign of happening at all. Yes, you get occasional extreme weather. You always have. You always will get used to it and prepare for it. But don't, for heaven's sake, think that it's going to get systematically worse, because on the evidence so far, it simply isn't. And we now have just a few months to make the world aware that there is no need for any binding climate treaty in Paris in December of this year. They're going to try to do again what they did, failed to do in Copenhagen. They've squared the Chinese by effectively exempting them from the process, but other nations at the moment are all going to go along with it, except Canada and New Zealand. Canada might be having a change of government in a few months' time, leaving only Australia standing out against the climate nonsense. And this means a lot rests on Tony Abbott's shoulders. I'm glad to say that at the moment he's still standing as firm as he can on this. He is dismantling the carbon tax.
And briefly, we should add, Australia is the only one standing against it because they implemented it first and found out how hellish it was.
That's right. It did nothing, of course, for their emissions of CO2. It did nothing to change the climate either way. Indeed, nothing that mankind does about CO2 will measurably alter the climate at all, according to our research. It's not going to make that much difference. This whole exercise, every red cent spent on making global warming go away, on having these fancy conferences in places where they have grass skirts, every penny of this has been wasted and will continue to be wasted until the world comes to its senses. Alex, we have less than 1 year. I'm trying to raise $1.3 million to make a film, a full-length feature film, to go into the cinemas, to take Al Gore's movie on head-on, to take on the documentaries that you saw being shown in the cinemas about the islands disappearing beneath the waves. It's largely nonsense. We want $1.3 million. We're just now beginning the fundraising for that. And if we get it in the next month or two, then we're going to go ahead over the next few months, make the film and get it into the cinemas in September so that people worldwide will get the facts.
Incredible. How do folks get involved? Scienceofpublicpolicy.org.
Ireland. That's right. Get in touch with us there. Get in touch through Alex Jones if you want to help, because we just need that relatively small amount of money. If we get that, we can make the film. We have
amazing.
A film crew. We have a director.
Lord Monckton, you're fighting back. Thank you so much.
We're fighting.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to take calls for the next 25 minutes or so until we're joined by our next guest. And then tell me what's about 10, 15 minutes. Then we're going to go back to your phone calls. He's Trooper Jeff Jones, who made national attention whenever an old lady actually ran into him. And he pulled her over, and he found out that she was racing to see her sick son. And then so they basically drove her in the police cars through the different jurisdictions to get her there quicker, which is a good kind of thing to do, not freak out and arrest the lady. We're even seeing cops now arresting a guy that's driving his wife to the hospital because she's pregnant. Or cops that pull over an EMT that they say speeding. Well, that's what ambulances do. You know, we just don't need hothead thugs to battle the thugs. We need peace officers that are honorable and are helping people, but also are tough and can deal with criminals.
That's what real men are like anyway. It's not just a bunch of fake tough. We don't need the fake tough, folks. We need the crazy brave, to quote Full Metal Jacket. Now, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on this morning. First, we heard that ISIS was going to hack Pentagon websites. And now it's happened. This whole thing reeks of false flag. This week, they're going to reintroduce the cybersecurity bills that basically expand a whole new branch of government that's already in place, but they want it official, and expand NSA spying and try to get SOPA and CISPA back in. It's all happening, and right on time, Central Command social media accounts apparently hacked by Islamic State. I'm going to say this again. Islamic State is al-Qaeda in Syria and Iraq. That's what it means, the area they're carving out of the two countries that border each other, in eastern Syria, western Iraq. The West armed them. The West let the terrorists that were in Paris fly everywhere, though they were on a no-fly list. I'm sick of it. How crazy. And in their tweet, they said, ISIS is here inside your PCs, Pentagon. This is the perfect way. They probably got an outside corporate group doing this, and they probably got some idiot patsy who's taking part in it and got recruited, who they'll bust and give credit to. I mean, it's just so obvious. U.S. military social media accounts apparently hacked by Islamic State sympathizers, and we'll go back and show you one of those accounts. I want to read what the ISIS people said. Let me ask you a little question. Why do the ISIS jackasses have Twitter accounts? Oh, because the Pentagon wants to be able to track what they're doing. Yeah, right. ISIS is already here when your PCs in each military base, and they tweeted a photo of troops in their base. Cyber caliphate. How much you want to bet that isn't actually run by jihadis? And it's a psyop to the military to believe something's really going on. So they'll get all upset and go over there and be ready to fight them. The problem is the military, remember 2 years ago, knows that this is al-Qaeda, knows it was armed and protected. I want to take your calls. It's 800-259-9231 on any issue we've raised today. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Connecticut's been rattled by 5 earthquakes in the last 5 hours. 3.3 mag shakes border with Rhode Island. Texas just had like 20 earthquakes last week that we covered. That's another breaking news issue. You go up to Infowars.com. Weird footage prompts claims of Charlie Hebdo conspiracy. Folks are saying it doesn't show the heads being shot. Now it's been enhanced. American political police connected to NSA surveillance grid. NFL facing accusations of fixing Cowboys Packers game. Police chief investigating Charlie Hebdo attacks reportedly commits suicide. He was the head cop of the jurisdiction. They were finally taken down. He got shot in the head a couple times while filling out the final report. Guess there was something in there folks weren't supposed to see. Suspected parachuter lived with underwear bomber in Yemen. That's the same underwear bomber run and controlled by Anwar al-Awlaki, who's a known Pentagon frontman. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before I get back into other news we haven't hit yet, let me hit one more news story, and then I'll go to John and others that are currently holding. Bloomberg reporting what, again, we told you was happening when this started 6 months ago. OPEC is a cartel, but they put out a press release saying they're not a cartel and that they're not fixing prices. That's like saying that Jabba the Hutt isn't fat. Well, now Bloomberg is reporting, just to show you again that this is what's going on, they now admit it, how OPEC weaponized the price of oil against U.S. drillers. That's always been the plan. But working with the West, it was meant to take down Russia and also U.S. companies that are smaller that got in debt to expand a drilling boom. Obama 2 months ago stopped issuing their permits. So notice you have Obama coordinating with OPEC to not give permits. That alone began a slide in investment and got investors out of it, and now people are in debt. So the investment money is running out of it because it was small, independent operations. And now MarketWatch reports the Saudis have come out and said, above 100, never again, says Saudi Prince Alawid. So that's the game plan, ladies and gentlemen. And they're bringing down oil prices also to hide inflation in QE Unlimited. So this is a very sophisticated operation being carried out, and the Saudis are only part of it. But local drillers in Texas and other areas and in Canada are upset. So they realize the Saudis are funding anti-fracking movies, you name it. And I'm not saying fracking's done well in a lot of areas and it's perfect. The point is they're just going to frack somewhere else, and this is meant to get rid of U.S. producers, and most fracking is done. I mean, that just means they're rehabilitating wells in most cases. But how OPEC weaponized the price of oil against U.S. drillers and against Russia, and that's why this was done and is concerned. So we're giving you the rest of the story. But months later, now Bloomberg says it, see, because it can't be hidden anymore. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Howdy. Thank you for having me on.
You bet.
I wanted to make a comment on two comments. One was on the thing you were talking with Lord Monson earlier. I think that is one of the most intelligent men alive. It really is. And it's excellent that you have him on there. And I really try to get as many people as I can to listen, especially when he's on, because it's really very eye-opening for a lot of people.
Well, the UN and all these big banks, Goldman Sachs is the main funder of carbon taxes, they have the consortiums that get the money. That pig, Al Gore, gets money. He went from being worth $200 million just 5 years ago as carbon taxes kicked in limited areas around the world to over $1 billion. He's going to be worth hundreds of billions. I mean, if you go to California now and gas your car, you are paying a tax to Pig Monster. Man, bear, pig. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. The other thing I wanted to comment on is that a couple of days ago, you had put on InfoWars a piece about Albert Pike. And I wanted to comment on that because I'm a Blue Lodge Freemason myself, personally, here in Texas. And I absolutely refuse to become a Scottish Rite member because that piece was fairly accurate. And I'm not going to lie about that at all. I mean, you guys hit a lot of really good, accurate points. There's a lot more there, but...
By the way, John Bound, he said he wanted to do a piece on it last Friday. He had 3 hours till quitting time. And I said, just go hammer it fast, John. He did a great job. He should do a follow-up to that as well. But, yeah, for folks that don't know about Albert Pike, at a lot of the Masonic halls, his picture hangs in there. And, again, the Masons are diverse. People that say they're behind all the bad are just ignorant. George Washington was a Mason. He warned about the Illuminati trying to take it over. It's a very diverse group. But as a Mason, what's your issue with Albert Pike, and what do you want to elaborate on? Because he did talk about three world wars, how the real god of Masonry was Lucifer, when clearly it's not. The god that King David and Solomon were worshiping is the opposite of Lucifer. So it's an attempted satanic takeover of Masonry from my, you know, outside research. Give us your take.
Personal research. I researched Masonry for about 4 years before I ever decided to become one. The only reason I researched it is because it kept coming up when it came to the founding fathers of Texas. And most of the founding fathers of Texas were Masons, and they were Blue Lodge Masons. They were very specifically, you know, we worship the God of Israel. That's it. God is the God of Israel. And like you said, the God of King Solomon. And I personally, I'm a Christian. I worship Jesus Christ. But all the research I kept finding kept leading to the point. The conclusion was that the Albert Pike version of Scottish Rite Freemasonry came from the Illuminists in France, and that's what he carried on. And
Albert Pike became the head of the Illuminati.
Yeah, basically the modern version of that.
Sure.
And so you'll notice, I mean, if you do some more research, you'll notice that the Scottish Rite in the northern part of the United States really doesn't promote him at all. They just don't. They really, really don't.
Well, he was really, I mean, he's promoted big in the South. The South got manipulated. It's so sad. The North engaged in great tyranny as well. But British intelligence, on record, manipulated the South, and the North was doing bad stuff at the South with taxes and things, nothing to do with slavery, manipulated them into that war. It was only meant to break up the U.S., and Pike was a British agent, and I'm not even bashing the British when I say, you know, that branch and then out of France, and that's just in the history. It's pretty shocking to know that, especially in the South, he's the head honcho. He is the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. We should also add that as well. And super evil. Just look at his photograph. Woo!
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
When we can get them on the show, we try to get police officers that promote the Constitution and public service on and who have been caught doing good deeds. And we've got Trooper Jeff Jones. Join us for like 10 minutes. Start of the next segment. We'll tell you a story and then go back to your calls. Right now, let's go to Tim in Maine. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alex. In 2010, it was discovered at Ball Aerospace that the country of Iran had stolen all data, information, contracting information they had been working on for the existence of their, corporation that they've been involved. So the reason I'm disclosing this to you is it frustrates me that the United States of America is now considering working with Iran in the Middle East.
Okay, and, I want to be clear. You sound like a credible guy, but I don't know what Ball Aerospace is. This is the kind of thing you should send us an email or some proof on, and then you might be a guest on the show, because I don't – I mean, if you say you're disclosing this on air, we don't really screen phone calls. Specifically, I know there's all sorts of espionage going on all over the place, but I mean, the U.S. is so infiltrated seven ways to Sunday from every group you can imagine. I mean, what are you getting at? He just dropped off. Look into Ball Aerospace, the Iranians, see if there's anything to that. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in New York. I'm not chastising you, caller. I just, you know. Chris in New York, go ahead.
Hi, thank you, Alex. The reason why I'm calling is because I was listening to your show yesterday, and somebody mentioned that somebody that had to do with the TWA-800 flight, on that case, was appointed to the MTA in New York.
Yes.
And I want to stress that since the open border policy and the fact that Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA and Brzezinski, that they could have some sleeper cells do something with the subway system, blame it then on Al-Qaeda cells in Syria to create the excuse to go into Syria, and at the same time, they might cash in the terrorism insurance policies.
That's right, and I wish I was succinct as you. Criminal elements of the West give Al-Qaeda tens of billions of dollars, let them take over areas of Iraq and Syria, then let them start attacking us, and then they have an excuse to go in and take over Syria. Actually, Obama has said we need to take out Assad because it's given ISIS a base. That'd be like if I went and burned your house down and then told the cops you should be arrested for arson because I burned your house down. I mean, they prey on our political ignorance to get away with this, and that's why I'm so frustrated when they call me a conspiracy theorist. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact. This is going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, now that you mentioned ISIS, I saw a video a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago. The video was old. It was about this guy talking about the Mossad with some agent. I don't remember the name. And he asked if there's another name that they use for the Mossad. And that person said to him, "Is Israelis... the just service." If you put the acronym of that, it's actually ISIS.
Amazing. Well, Israel, and everybody knows that I'm not somebody that hates Israel. It's just a fact. Israel, along with Turkey, the United States, France, Germany, England, you name it, they're all involved. They're in the Golan Heights across from Syria, has been giving medevac aid to the, quote, Syrian Free Army. And the photos have been in the Israeli news. The guys with the big beards and the jihadi flags of Al-Qaeda. And Israel and Saudi Arabia are allies. Saudi Arabia is quarterback in this whole deal. They're the biggest culprit. And it's going on. And then Netanyahu marches against this when he's helped turn loose these people and kill over 300,000 Syrians. A Syrian is worth just as much as a Frenchman, just as much as a Jew, just as much as a Chinese person, a Mexican, anybody. And I mean, I've seen the photos and video of them killing little kids and women and blowing up churches. And God, it's so evil what our governments have done to Syria, folks. They weren't doing anything. They've had 4+ years of Al-Qaeda running up. I mean, you think 20 dead's a big deal? How about 300+ thousand? How about Al-Qaeda shows up and makes your dad suicide bomb an army checkpoint or he'll kill your family? There'll be no marches for the Syrians, only our military has protested online saying they won't be part of this. Only our military. That's it. And they got no media attention except InfoWars.com. By many other signs said InfoWars.com. So it's a bold move by the establishment, Chris, trying to get away with this. What do you think?
Well, I think there's definitely a bold move, but knowing their MO, it really fits the profile. What I'm concerned is that once they do this, there's going to be a police state on steroids. This is going to be North Korea on steroids.
That's it. 9/11 helped set up the police state. Now the asymmetrical attacks all over the West, shopping malls, you name it, public schools, colleges will be used to roll it out. This is it. And we better accept Cyber Command and Internet censorship and free speech censorship and SOPA and CISPA, all because Al-Qaeda attacked us out of Syria.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
And who
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, a few years ago, we had a New York trooper on, Stan Linnick, who defended people's rights outside of the checkpoint to warn people about the dangers of the naked body scanners. And the airport ended up, the state police ended up backing him. And that video got a couple million views, made national news. And I've told my crew, because I see out there in the public police officers being professional, being helpful, really doing a tough job. 9 times out of 10 in most departments. Sure, there's a lot of thugs that end up getting hired. There's some departments that become bad. Some of the unions defend bad officers. But more and more, that's getting cleaned up and reversed as the American people and these police departments wake up to what's happening. In the age of YouTube, it can create the perception that the police are just a bunch of out-of-control demons running around attacking everybody's freedoms. And if we just get into an us-against-them mentality and turn the police into the enemy, that will play into social engineers' hands in different areas of federal government to then create an us-against-them mentality. The way to reform America, the way to promote a Bill of Rights culture of mutual respect is to reach out to the police and the police to reach out to the people and to back cops that are good cops and then to stand up when police are clearly out of control. And usually it's one or two guys out of a bunch of people, and they'll have a bunch of stuff in their record, and you know who the bad apples are. Now, that's separate from the police state itself that is globally being set up by corporations, being pushed with grants to turn the police into unaccountable robots that are surveilled by GPS themselves, that aren't allowed to make their own decisions, that basically become robots. So the police are the group being scapegoated so often, as we've seen by the Justice Department and others lately, as what's wrong with government. When what's wrong with government is a lot of foreign special interests have seized control of things, and we have a crony capitalist system that picks winners and losers, not a true capitalist system. We need to worry about Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and out-of-control federal agencies and the U.N., not with police. We need to try to save the country from strife and civil war, not expand it. We're going to go to our guest here for just a few minutes. I appreciate his time. The story's up on Infowars.com. Adan Salazar wrote a story about it. It was picked up by KUTV News. We've got a short clip of that. Cops escort 84-year-old woman to C6 son after crash with patrol car. She was speeding. He pulled her over, wrote her a warning. She backed into him, 84, clearly freaked out. He gave her a ride, got her car towed. The police department paid for it. And then they relayed her through the different jurisdictions of the state police to see her son. And it's a human act. Like I see cops changing tires or helping people. That is what is fulfilling in life. That's the type of police officer we need. But as a culture, people think service is bad. You open a door for women, they think it's weird. You say thank you to somebody, they think it's weird. It's not the police that are degenerating so much as it's the public that's degenerating, and then you're going to have the police reflect that. We need to really address the root problem, not scapegoat the police. So that's why I wanted to more and more give you good examples of good things the police are doing to hold that up so that other police will then emulate that instead of emulating the bullies. Let's go to this clip from WKUTV.
I was headed to Salt Lake because I had a son that wasn't going to make it.
87-year-old Helen Skeeter-Smith lives in southern Nevada.
They called me about Randy. And then
Helen, here with a friend, learned her son Randy in Utah was in the hospital critically ill. She got in the car, hit I-15, and started driving north, making it as far as central Utah, where she was pulled over by Trooper Jeff Jones.
But he was all nice. Oh, yeah, he was doing his job.
Helen was given a warning for a traffic violation.
Here's why I buzzed past him.
But then, instead of pulling forward to leave, she put her car in reverse and struck the trooper's patrol car.
And I put a little dent in his car.
And he realized it was not safe for her to drive. So Trooper Jones had Helen's car towed, and he gave her a ride from Fillmore to Juab County, where he handed her off to Trooper Jared Jensen, who drove her to Utah County, who handed Helen off to Trooper Chris Bishop, who drove her to Salt Lake County, and to Trooper Andrew Pollard.
She was very excited to tell me about her dogs, her cats, her hometown.
And he took her all the way to Ogden Regional Medical Center.
I ended up taking four patrol cars, four good-looking patrol boys brought me.
When this happened, Helen likely never realized her crash would touch off a chain reaction of kindness.
To have them there waiting, to hold her hand as we walked into the hospital, it was very, very rewarding.
It may have been one of the best accidents.
Real, I'm grateful.
Now, it was Trooper Jones that did the old-fashioned peace officer thing. We saw the footage of, you know, in Texas, the guy talks back, the old man, so the cop tasers him and starts beating him up. But again, the media doesn't tend to focus in on the positive stories that are going on. And of course, he joins us. He has a BA in international politics and a minor in Eastern Studies and Military Science. He's been with the state police there in Utah since 2003, and he joins us just to talk about this. I mean, I'm sure he does stuff like this all the time. This ended up getting picked up by the media, and we just thought it's important to focus in on some positive things. Trooper Jones, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know you don't have a lot of time, but just spend a few minutes talking about this case and all the attention it got.
Well, I actually didn't expect the attention. Like you said, this is something that a lot of police officers do. We do a lot of things, buy lunches, shuttle people if they need to. This case in particular, I have a grandmother who's similar in age, and it really touched the chord that she needed to get somewhere, and I didn't feel like she was going to make it if she was by herself. So contacted her family, got a hold of her family, and they say that they were already in the hospital. She kept telling me she needed to go to Ogden, which was actually north of where her son was. And I kept asking her, well, why do we need to go to Ogden if you need to go to Salt Lake? And she kept saying that he was in Ogden Regional, but he was actually in Salt Lake. So I contacted her family again and found out where we could meet up and contact dispatch. They made contact with other troopers and with their supervisors, and we got the chain going.
Well, it's good to see cases like this, you know, get attention where police officers help homeless people and things like that. But like you said, I think this is something that the police have always basically been doing. It just doesn't get attention. What is your, overall view? Why do you think people responded so positively to this?
I think people are just, they're looking for some good. They want to see some positive things on the news, not just things that depress you or upset you. And this was one of those stories where it turned out well.
Well, like you said, I mean, this is the type of stuff police do all the time. It just doesn't get attention. Give me some other examples of what you've done or what other people in your department have done that doesn't get attention.
Well, one example, I worked with a guy. He came across a teenage girl one night who had run out of gas, didn't have any money with her. He called her mother and paid for the gas so she could get home. I myself have taken families out to lunch before if I didn't think they'd had any food, and it was going to be a while before they got there. They were going to have help coming. This is something that happens all the time, but I don't think any of it's really documented. We don't go out there to do it just to say, hey, we're here doing this. We do it because it's the right thing to do.
Well, I think that's what separates a first world country from a third world country, where I think we can pretty much agree a lot of the police in Mexico or, say, North Korea are corrupt versus more of a free society. I think what plays into that is if we get just flat-out mistrust of the police that it seems like some of the establishment media want, then society will start to break down, and then that won't attract good people to serve as peace officers.
Well, I got to say, it's different. It changes all the time. We have ups and downs, and things happen, and things get covered and spun a certain way. But in this case, I think it got spun true, the way that it really happened, and the reasons we did it were to help her get to see her son, and to help her family not to have the stress of having to worry about how to get her.
Well, watching that squad car video, you can see she can hardly walk on her cane. You're having to help her, and she looked pretty shook up. I don't think she drives more than to the market maybe once a week, kind of like my grandmother, who's 89, who had to quit driving last year now because she can't even do that. I've seen the cases where kind of especially in some of the big city departments, where they would probably have just taken her to jail because she backed into the car and said, you're recklessly driving, which wouldn't have helped her, would have made everybody feel bad later, and would have been a case in the news making the police look pretty bad. And again, it's those rare cases that do that. It's just that the media focuses in on them. And I don't blame the media focusing in. It's just I think it's important to also focus in on the positive stories. I don't want to get you any trouble. But in fact, I imagine you can't speak until you're speaking to this case. We appreciate you coming on. But we've seen this recent, you know, just blame the police for some of these tragic cases of deaths that I don't think are questionable in the case of Missouri, but some of the others are questionable. And then there's just this blanket projection that the police, period, are to blame, and that then cops get run over or shot and there's people cheering it. That is really scary for this society.
Well, it is scary. But, in this case, we were able to do the right thing. We got her where she needed to go. We were able to include a whole bunch of people in the chain of command as far as able to contact supervisors, and they thought it was the right thing to do, and they were able to allocate assets to get it done. We're here to help. We're not here to hurt.
Well, I'm glad you guys are out there doing that, and we really appreciate you and enjoy that beautiful scenery there in Utah. Thank you so much, Trooper Jones.
Thank you.
God bless you. And again, it's just a simple case. Like you said, it's not that big of a deal. They do that all the time. It's that that behavior needs to be rewarded, not the other behavior. And I've studied sociology now and psychology a lot more than I did 20 years ago when I was first on air. And I saw the militarization of police and unconstitutional things, and I got mad at the police and would just yell at them, basically. And then I began to realize over the years that's not effective. That's what the globalists want, especially when I read different white papers, psychology papers we've shown on air, where the system admitted that. We're going to militarize police. We're going to have zero tolerance. We're going to make them paramilitary. The public's not going to like it, and this is going to divide them from the people. More divide and conquer. So I want to criticize policies and that departments have that are bad. I want to go after cops that are bad. But I want to go after judges that are bad. I want to go after politicians that are bad, corporate people that are bad. I want to go after citizens that are bad. My dad got mugged. Well, they tried to mug him once and mugged him another time because growing up, if he wasn't super late, it got to the point where we would all groan, my sister and I, my mother. He would pull over and change tires. He didn't do it because he was Dudley Do-Right. He wanted to be helped if something was wrong with him. It was, he just came from the country. That's what she did. And he would just, I mean, he'd be driving back from a business trip at 1 in the morning in Dallas and pull over to help people. And then they'd pull a gun on him and take his wallet. Stuff like that. And you've got to ask yourself, what happened to us as a society that we went from the general, you could pick up a hitchhiker and not get killed. You could pull over and try to help somebody. People are scared to get help from you now because they're afraid if somebody pulls over. How did we change as a culture? And I think the answer is we lost God. And the churches don't promote God. I mean, they promote a plastic God, a synthetic God. You know, my dad does not really pull over and help people anymore. I guess getting robbed twice kind of changed him on that. I think the last time was like 20 years ago. He was back visiting Dallas, doing some consulting, and got robbed. Pulling over, helping people, day or night. And the famous thing they do in parking lots where a guy is acting like he's beating up his girlfriend and you come over and say something and they rob you or whatever. I mean, it's sad that all we have is the police in so many areas because we don't trust each other. And then now the police have gotten so corrupt in some areas, that's a form of seizure, that we can't trust them. It's game over, folks. This has been engineered. And I don't know all the answers. I just know I don't want to lose our civilization to corruption. And I know that if we promote good policing and support good police, then good police will have backing and the bad guys can be forced out. And the police will listen to patriots if we are supportive on things we can support and then in a professional way disagree with what we know is wrong, vehemently. But not from a position of hating people. And believe me, when you're out at a demonstration and the cops are shoving on you and violating your First Amendment, you know, you start hating them. And that's popular. You know, I start yelling at cops, start taking my jacket off at Dallas, saying, all right, you just pushed over a guy with his little six-year-old daughter. Let's get – I mean, I was ready to fight. At that point, they got radioed and basically left immediately because they could tell the crowd went from being pushed back to – I mean, it was real. I mean, it's like they knew the – and so you say, well, they're good cops. They didn't just want to get in a fight with me. They would obviously want it at the end. I mean, that was just a year and a half ago, folks, that I came one inch – from getting in a fight with the Dallas, well, it wasn't the Dallas Police Department, it was the Obama-run county sheriff, Dallas County. And when I saw them push that guy over with a six-year-old daughter on their shoulders and her crying, I just said, that's it, we got to fight him. And we started and it wasn't like a big thing in high school, you take your jacket off to de-escalate. I was pulling my stuff off because I was getting ready, man. I mean, it's just at an instinctive level, you don't attack little girls. But at the same time, they realized what they'd done and just said, okay, we better shut this down. They were following orders. They didn't like it. Some of them were thugs. show. And some of the listeners loved that, that they could watch live video of me being pushed around by the cops and then saying, all right, let's kick their ass and all this. People watching it loved it. But you know what? That's how we're going to lose this country. That's how we're going to lose this civilization. That's how we're going to do it, folks. And the globalists are going to sit out in Switzerland and Paris and London and Luxembourg and Monte Carlo and Grand Cayman. I'm not bashing those countries. I'm just saying that's where they're at. They're going to sit there laughing at us while we do this like it's a football game or something. Well, my life's not a football game. And civil war is not a football game. I'm done preaching about it. But you can see how they destabilize. They give Al-Qaeda a new base. Now they're going to attack us. The attacks are going to be real. Anybody tries to stop them before they happen, you'll get a bullet in your head. Any cops try to expose it's being promoted by government, they're going to get shot, like this police chief. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. Evil's taken over, and we need to come together for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, family rights, private property, right to self-defense, and promote ideas, not promote fighting black against white, cop against citizen. That's what you see out of MSNBC. That's the agenda they're promoting. That's what they want to do. They want us all at each other's throats so they won't notice when they swindle us devaluing the dollar. So we won't notice while the globalists absolutely gut this country. We're going to come back and go to Corey and Chad and Rich and Jerry and Jay and many others. Stay with me.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have have a new product that we produce called Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com, a limited run of it. It is well-known ancient herbs and fruit extracts and bark extracts that are cold-pressed, concentrated, organic, that are known to just boost immunity across the board. Ancient Defense from InfoWarsLife.com. And it's a brand we're putting out called Right Side, a new brand we're going to be rolling out. And it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's just every cupboard, every medicine chest should have it. Your purchase supports the transmission. We've also got 48% off on a New Year's resolution combo pack. And we're going to show some images for TV viewers of this. I took these photos last Monday and last Wednesday, and I've lost 50-something pounds in those shots from what I was. But you can see I'm pretty muscular, but still probably got 15, 20 pounds I need to get off of me. Over the next month, we're taking a photo every few days. That's just the first few, day one and day two. I've got to take some more now, so it'll be like day seven, day eight. But we're going to time-lapse it coming up. Not any special lighting, anything, just me under fluorescent lights, regular photo. We're going to take 10, 15 photos of that, put them together, and show what happens when I do Oxy Powder, Super Male Vitality, and the Secret 12, Vitamin B12 together. And I'm even doing less workout. I've been doing less working out, eating just as much. And the word is from Dr. Group, he expects I'll lose even more weight and get more healthy. And so far, I've lost 3 pounds in about a week. So I'm going to go take a photo of my shirt off right after the broadcast and see what happens. InfoWarsLife.com, 48% off on the resolution pack, and your purchase supports the transmission and makes it all possible. Corey in Vermont, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. I actually have just like two quick comments/questions, if that's okay. While I was waiting, you bring up Saudi Arabia on a kind of a separate issue, and I think back to Saudi Arabia and the Ugandan dictator Amin, that they did the great Last King of Scotland, who killed 300,000 people in a matter of 5 years. When he exiled, that's where he went and lived on a top floor of the hotels, giving women and money, and that just shows you how Saudi Arabia and our ally. But on a separate thing, Fox News, after the Paris, first few hours after the Paris thing, they reported, officials in Paris said that wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when, and that security had been pulled from Charlie Hebdo the last 2 weeks. So, and I want to get your take on that. And there's something about the no-go zones that are over there, that are a big deal going on over there. And I was watching on my second issue, I was watching Myth Heroes channel, and there were a thing called a shadow government, military contractors.
Yeah, there was a shadow government in place publicly. It was denied previously. That's what I mean. It's just a coming out of all this. Yes, look, the known CIA handler of all the major attacks was behind this again. So they're real terrorists, but they were given a base, given money, protected, allowed to get RPGs in, allowed to do all this. The police chief that was in the jurisdiction when they were finally taken out got shot a couple times in the head while writing a report. That's up on InfoWars.com. The whole thing is very, very suspicious. It's meant to then be able to roll out fear, and they're saying it's like the war on drugs. It'll never end. The war on – I thought we defeated al-Qaeda just 3 years ago. Oh, now they're back. They were the Syrian rebels. Our buddies, now they're our enemies. This is so transparent. So my answer is, whether they're real or not, don't take my liberties. The answer is arm the citizens, like the head of Interpol said last year when people connected to Obama attacked that shopping mall. And the head of Interpol said the answer is arm the citizens. Right, exactly. This office is full of concealed carry people and M4s and 308s and you name it. And riot shotguns. We're not a target because we're not defenseless. I'm going to go to overdrive. Thank you, Corey. Chad and Rich and others, I'm going right to you. Stay with us.
Radio Network. aging start at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.